Would you like to do a podcast ad spot exchange? Hit me up at frankietees@substack.com.
Welcome.
Frankie Files Podcast. Welcome to the world of cool kids.
You're listening to The Frankie Files. frankiefilespodcast.com.
Trigger warning. Some people may find topics discussed in this episode difficult. Please proceed with caution.
Grab some show merch and support my work on cults through 2024. New digital original drawings by me are related to surviving a cult or sunshine, positivity, and reggae. Find the link at frankietees.substack.com and look for the word tees, T-E-E-S.
Well, we're going to be reviewing the books of Kathy O'Brien, and I hope you're following along. See the reading list with links at frankiefilespodcast.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 85 of Frankie Files Podcast. I'm Frankie Tees. Well, I'm reading Kathy O'Brien's books as fast as I can, and I've used all of the descriptors I know. Wild, unbelievable, shocking, eye-opening, reality-shattering, paradigm-shifting. And I guess I need some new ones because it keeps getting realer. I think I need a sound effect for those ones that hit the ceiling and the floor at the same time, like this. Those that are so foundational, those things she's revealing, that I have to review my life real quick in 5 seconds. All the way back to the unwed mother's Catholic hospital, I was born, breech in as a redheaded twin, in Los Angeles, 1966. And we're going forward. Get the seatbelt ready in your mind. So now Kathy O'Brien, her father sold her at age 7, I think, very young, into the MK Ultra Project Monarch via the CIA and an underground porn king who later was our president. And when your daddy trains you from birth, and I want to say again, trigger warning, and this is not for young people. Please turn it off if you have young people in earshot. When your daddy trains you from birth that a penis being shoved in your face is normal, and I mean from birth, then all the pedophiles see the makings of a great slave. She became famous as a sex slave, and they made porn of her and passed it around in secret circles in the United States government. She became a sex slave, worse than ever, with the government program. And many other children were in her Michigan school. And those scenes she paints are uncanny. They're multiple personality disorder young people, and they have them to accommodate every trauma. And it's constant, not only sexually, but the wipe of their memory of the secret stored with electrocution. Riding the white lightning, they called it. And they made sure her memory of anything that took place in a session was stored and traumatized into place, sealing it behind an amnesic barrier that happens when we have trauma, as well as she's been explaining to us that trauma triggers a photographic memory in the brain. So during trauma, you remember everything, and that's where they would store things. This stuff is wild, right? You only hear about this in movies. So these old white men aren't just pedophiles. They've spent time decoding the human brain for slavery purposes, for secret purposes, for passing secrets, for storing secrets. And this is why I'm coming to this story. Not for the survivor porn. It's absolutely brutal and stomach churning. Never read about any sex so brutal. And I'm halfway through the book. This is the darkest place where the corrupt leaders of the world live. And I do mean world. The depravity that they're normalizing is what's the most shocking. I'll never submit to the normalization of it all. And some of what's so great about taking this journey virtually with Kathy O'Brien through her books, and of course we started with the documentary Trance, Formation of America. And if you want to see that, type in her name, Kathy O'Brien, and the words Trance, T-R-A-N-C-E, documentary. The thing that I'm getting is the ways in which it has been normalized for us all, for John Q. Public, in everything. And they deregulated media via Bill Clinton in the 90s. So now the media are complicit to the sick and very twisted agenda of control being put on us as Americans. They just read the script and they get paid. Fascinating newer posts by Kathy on her locals.com are about going and speaking to Donald Trump. Now, the reason this is interesting, not because I favor either candidate, is because while she was under enslavement in our White House in the United States, she says that she was not allowed to speak to Donald Trump. The man who owned her said, if you speak to Donald Trump, you'll be killed. He's not one of us. Wow. I am no Trump fan. In fact, I see the whole thing as a circus sideshow. It doesn't change what's happening and who's in charge. And I refuse to let them take my time by speaking endlessly about either candidate. I do have things to do, and he's a hot mess, end of story. But I view all the leaders of the United States government as corrupt. So, I mean, how do you get into power anyway? In most cases, let's not be naive. Corrupt money. This podcast is about looking deeper into the very minds that we have. Cults exist because the law allows them. Otherwise, they would be in super secrecy, and they're not. Lawmakers are clearly compromised by another dubious faction of our government. That's a problem. Looking into cults kept pointing to the U.S. government for all my 2022 and 2023 research. One of the questions I had is, why is Morningland still there after all they've pulled and the people they've hurt? They've been there 51 years. This is their 51st year. Well, most criminals get contracted by our U.S. government if they're any good. We won't prosecute you if you do this. And that's what I wonder about cults. All of them. The first time I ever heard anyone say it was Mark Phillips, the CIA whistleblower that rescued Kathy O'Brien. And he said, could it be then that the U.S. government secretly funds mind control research in cults? Hello. We've seen the whole Charles Manson research coming out. Extreme religions and cults are endorsed in the United States by our government. There were meetings with Sun Yat-moon at the White House endorsing his religious extremist militia. So now that we accept the government is complicit with the petri dish that is cults, what are the connections? And that's what we're doing for season 3. See the book list at frankiefilespodcast.com. These are stories you can only conjecture exist. And here is a survivor getting into the details. So chapter 4 opens with our shero, Kathy O'Brien, stating the setup she's in circa 1977, age 19 as a presidential model. How did Project Monarch, the CIA secret mind control program, keep the public fooled about what was going on? They had a system. Quote, in typical Project Monarch structure, Byrd was my owner in control of my life while Cox became my primary handler and followed Byrd's orders to ensure that I was at key locations and events at appointed times and to maintain me under mind control. So U.S. Senator Majority Leader at that time, Robert C. Byrd, a 2-year incumbent on the Senate Appropriations Committee, Kathy, as his owned slave, began doing covert operations and being trained for other missions, while being sexually abused, of course. Cox, the crazy person from the South, the CIA serial killer, would torture her in preparation for Byrd, who was also a perv. Cox was allowed to then continue his killing sprees and sell drugs in exchange. She says Cox's primary role was to shatter my mind through repeated occult trauma. And he fathered her daughter, also Kelly, to be raised in the genetic mind control. So she was forced to breed a new slave, her replacement. The coldness of this as she approached age 30, their termination date, it's something, huh? This isn't new, as some of you may know. Rape of black slaves in the U.S. South would be a way that they produced new slaves, creating white and black mixed children on their properties, their dad being the master slave owner of the house. Slaves got no life, money, or choice, and so closely and tightly controlled because the owner wants to get the most out of them during the time they're on site. Anyone who's experienced slavery, like I have, understands. It could have been family, it could have been in a cult or in a religion or high demand group. But when you're a kid and born in or brought in very young, they love it. This is what eugenics guys and Nazis are all about. These conversations and topics are rough, but it's almost like rape is the momentary pain in the bigger problem. And that's a few evil monsters keep doing this type of forced breeding, fitting their agenda. How does humanity have a chance to be brilliant with people like this in charge?
You're listening to The Frankie Files, frankiefilespodcast.com.
Kathy O'Brien's orders were to move to Nashville, Tennessee. She talks about the Yellow Brick Road programming intermingled with The Wizard of Oz being used throughout the mesmerizing and hypnotizing programming that was verbal by her handlers. But her owner was Senator Byrd, and Cox answered to Byrd. On his swamp at Chatham, Louisiana, Cox took Kathy into the woods to terrorize and traumatize her for 3 years. Cox was raised by a female witch who was a ritualist. The mother and son tortured Kathy together. The next part is rougher still. Kathy was ritually impregnated. She was a baby machine, and she didn't keep any of them until the final, Kelly, was born. This 6 times was over the 3 years. And she also saw cannibalism. Some he enclosed in ceramic for sale in his interstate occult body part business.
What the fuck?
He saved and sold the hands from everybody he killed. More cash for him, more trauma for Kathy. Win-win. And this is friend of the government and CIA. Cox, I'm not gaining any respect for three-letter agencies here. His route, Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Florida. Cox, her new husband, took her to his mother's relatives in Florida next, near the NASA Kennedy Space Center in Titusville. Her trips were to make sure she was there for mind control testing like her father had done with her before. This is her new daddy, so to speak. She never had a chance. Cox was superstitious and heavily invested in the occult. He talked to demons and appeased Satan. Jesus is an alien. He carried the Bible. This is a religious person. Her new husband worships who? Jim Jones and Charles Manson. He was Mormon and demanded Kathy become so as well. He touted, quote, the Jonestown Massacre, prime example of the power of CIA mind control. The church circuit provided a stop for trafficking by the government. The Hendersonville, Tennessee, and Monroe, Louisiana churches specifically in this case. In the midst of this intense indoctrination into Satanism and Mormonism by Cox and his mother, both religions at the same time, Cox was interrupted. There was an order to bring Kathy to a military base. The man who programmed Cox now had her sit down. Senator Johnston at Shreveport, Louisiana office in 1978 started using this Tinkerbell programming on her. It was a mix of Peter Pan, Atlantis, vortices, a mythical tale that was hypnotic, and she was receiving her conditioning. This episode is brought to you by my Teespring store.
just find the link at frankietees.substack.com and look for the word tease, T-E-E-S. I'm now on Teespring and Printify. There you'll find the links. Grab some show merch and support my work on cults through 2024. New digital original drawings by me are related to surviving a cult or sunshine, positivity, and reggae, with some whimsy thrown in for good measure. See Frankie Tees on TikTok and follow the free coloring download project too. It's survivor therapy. So yeah, get a tea from Frankie Tees. T-E-E-S.
Senator Johnston started talking about trans-dimensional travel. Quote, "We can control the future by controlling the past. I came back from Philadelphia experiments as an extraterrestrial myself," he said to Kathy in the Louisiana military base office. He started in on Chosen One programming. "You're chosen to get the keys I gained as an extraterrestrial," or some such. That accessed her right to remain silent programming in an animal blood ritual from early on. "I'll teach you to get there by riding the light. The only way to travel is at the speed of light." The Barksdale Air Force Base had their cargo plane where they next took Kathy to Tinker Air Force Base in Oklahoma. Of course, along the ride, Johnston would rape her, as they all did. After all, a slave is to be raped. Let's not get it twisted. They're everyone's property, to be done with what you will. Johnston revealed he had reprogrammed military to listen to him instead of Uncle Sam. The cryptic terms in all this are constant. All the programming is in lyrical code. I had Atlantis programming. Anyone else in the New Age have this, I'm wondering? I was told I was a daughter of Isis. I was reincarnate from Atlantis. The Bermuda Triangle, blah, blah, blah. And to hear that this thug in the government used similar tactics as my master, fun. Of course, that was the beginning of my sex slavery to several people. I mean, this mind control narrative stuff, when you're young especially, it's so much like our fables and fairy tales and the Bible. And a comment about what we just read, to see so clearly as Kathy lays out here, her crazy husband handler is under mind control by NASA and CIA to get this stuff done. I mean, these stories is how they get stuff done. His programming was fear and occult based, satanic and Mormonism mixed. Little asterisk here, these stories and narratives, just like the Holy Bible, are what they're using to control people, using that loaded language, those key words, just like keyword searches on the internet, but they're going into our brain. Beware of it, guys. It's conditioning and it's propaganda. And what's wild to me as I read is the amount of rhyming. These little rhymes, like Disney stuff, are being used for murderous intentions. It always gets me when Christians and other Puritans are so mad at nudity and cussing, but not child trafficking and pedophilia. Okay. Kathy O'Brien was made to stand in a cage, now at Tinker Air Force Base, where she would time travel, aka ride the light. And they electrocuted her, shocking the memory of what was told to her behind the amnesic wall, sealed in a compartment she could not bring to mind, unless it was triggered by words, tones, hand signals, or other means. After doing a huge cocaine unload in a forest with her crazy serial killer husband, Cox, she's then flown into a military base where she's announced with Cox. I have a Peter Pan and a Tinkerbell here. Deja vu for me when I read that. No clue why. Her new programming was related to Peter Pan, and Tinkerbell was tied into Tinker Air Force Base. That's when she met the future president and then governor of Arkansas. He worked with Johnston on drugs, guns, and trafficking humans and other illegal covert ops. The government used hand signals, Jesuit hand signals, she says, and cryptic language, triggering her to access previously programmed messages. The effect of Johnston's programming took everything that had been done and locked her into what she calls absolute robotic helplessness. It was like the final straw. So I remember this point for me when I was in hysterics. I had lost my mom, then my sister to this Italian fascist cult leader, this new age female cult leader. Standing in front of her, nowhere to go, I remember being pretty robotic after that. I was so shell-shocked, losing my entire family and being there, continuing on as a slave. I doubt it matches the level of helplessness that Kathy would feel at this point, though.
You're listening to The Frankie Files, frankiefilespodcast.com.
Kathy O'Brien is with governors, senators, and her father sold her to them. That's just too much power. Who could you even call if you could get to a phone? Such power and control. This tells me that if they have the chance, this is what they do to any of us that suit their needs. It is a shock to think about that, isn't it? One of the themes that runs through this is the title Freedom Train. Locations the CIA involved in it, trafficking or abuse. It's called a stop on the Freedom Train. She says, now that she was pregnant with the seed from Cox for her daughter Kelly, she was going to Nashville, ordered back by Senator Byrd. Cox was a liability and was too insane. Picking his nose and rocking back and forth repeatedly was normal for him. He had severely mistreated Kathy. Most of her hair had fallen out. Cox had to follow the orders. Kathy says she felt like she'd been released from a prison dungeon, and she had spent 3 years there, so numb she could barely even feel the relief. And Cox is still free at the printing of the book in 1995. In Kathy's notes, Moore's story is densely told than any book I've ever read. The footnotes confirm the documented connection of Satanism to Mormonism. She also talks about being one of ours, a phrase that she was told by her program handlers and owners about various people throughout her time as a slave. And I'm literally not able to doubt one thing this woman says. It's all way too incredulous to make up. In wrapping up, people have such devious plans that they need a legion of slaves to carry them out, which will also conveniently double as sex slaves for their dicks. Then to see the elaborate charades they make up and go through to maintain the mind control, losing respect one name at a time for those I hadn't yet hated, is just one side effect of this book. The real problem is the prolification and saturation from the roots of our current nation by sadistic, satanic, religious nutjobs who've had so much time on their hands to plan the male-dominant psychotic world they envision as heaven. What's the most alarming is the progress they've made on their plans. We can look around and see the late stages of them. And the most important part of all was convincing everyone that there is no mind control. That's still working for them. As a cloak. At this very minute that we sit here. Yeah, there's no mind control. It's not even possible. Thanks for listening to Frankie Files Podcast. Next week, Chapter 5. And the schedule I'm keeping is what we'll be covering this book through, April. So get the link in show notes to get the book on Amazon via Kathy O'Brien's affiliate link and jump on the reading journey with us. And always keep critical thinking. Can you take a minute to like, share, rate, and follow the show where you listen? Especially on Spotify and Apple. We're on Google, Pandora, YouTube, Acast, and all other apps with the RSS feed. You can also donate to the free show via PayPal. The link is in the show notes. Thanks for listening to Frankie Files Podcast and keep critical thinking. Grab some show merch and support my work on cults through 2024. New digital original drawings by me are related to surviving a cult or sunshine, positivity, and reggae. Find the link at frankietees.substack.com and look for the word tease, T-E-E-S.
You're listening to The Frankie Files, frankiefilespodcast.com.